Thank you for joining with us this morning. You may be doing that through your mobile phone, your tablet, your laptop, or perhaps you've used the dedicated phone line and so you're listening to us through the phone. My name is Fiona. I'm the Parish Minister in Kay Park in Kilmarnock. We've enjoyed welcoming you to our worship over these recent weeks, and it's good that you're here today. Please watch and listen right to the end, as at the end of our service today, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you about the future, what we hope to do over the summer, and also thinking forward into the autumn. In our worship today, we're going to share in communion. Jesus told his first followers to take some bread and some wine, to eat and drink them in memory of him. So today we're going to do the same. Don't panic if you're not prepared for this. Perhaps during the first hymn, you can nip to the kitchen, find a piece of bread, or if you don't have bread, something else that could represent that, so a biscuit or a piece of cake. Also find a cup, and it doesn't need to be wine that you put in the cup. It can be some water or some juice or some tea. And later on, we will eat and drink to remember Jesus. And if for any reason you don't wish to take part in that, you're still welcome to be with us and to share in all that will be part of our worship together this morning. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We worship God together in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour and Lord.
Jesus calls us here to meet him as through word and song and prayer. We affirm God's promised presence where his people live and care. Praise the God who keeps his promise. Praise the Son who calls us friends. Praise the Spirit who among us to our hopes and fears attends. Jesus calls us to confess him, Word of life and Lord of all, sharer of our flesh and frailness, saving all who fail or fall. Tell his holy human story, tell his tales that all may hear. Tell the world that Christ in glory came to earth to meet us here. Jesus calls us to each other, vastly different though we are. Creed and colour, class and gender, neither limit nor debar. Join the hand of friend and stranger, join the hands of age and youth. Join the faithful and the doubter in their common search for truth. Jesus calls us to his table, rooted firm in time and space, where the church in earth and heaven finds a common meeting place. Share the bread and wine, his body, share the love of which we sing. Share the feast for saints and sinners, hosted by our Lord and King.
Today's Bible reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, reading from verse 15 to verse 32. on the road to Emmaus. Listen now for the word of God. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Amen. And may God add his blessing to this reading from his own most holy word.
I remember this particular meal very much. It was during a holiday on the island of Lanzarote. It was a glorious sunny day, and as often is the case in Lanzarote, there was a beautiful breeze. We had found a restaurant right down by the water. You could practically touch the sea. There was no menu, it was catch of the day, so whatever fish happened to be there. The scenery was magnificent. The food was delicious, the company wonderful, and it was certainly a memorable meal. Of course, for a meal to be memorable, it doesn't need to have all of those things. It can be simple, a bag of chips, sitting on a bench. It's interesting that Jesus, at the end of a meal, took bread and wine and said, "This is the way that I want you to remember me." In our reading today, the disciples who were walking along that road, when they sat down with the stranger, when the bread was broken and the wine shared, it was then that they recognised it was Jesus they were with. And Jesus' followers have down through the ages taken bread and wine to remember him. And so today we share in the same way. And as I say, you may wish to join us by taking something that represents the bread and the wine, or you may simply want to just listen and watch. Let me share some words as we prepare to share together. This is a blessing, and it's a blessing that was written for World Communion Day by Jan Richardson. She writes, and the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide, and the arms will be open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive. And we will come as children who trust there is enough. And we will come unhindered and free. And our aching will be met with bread, and our sorrow will be met with wine. And we will open our hands to the feast without shame. And we will turn towards each other without fear. And we will give up our appetite for despair. And we will taste and know of delight. And we will become bread for a hungering world. And we will become drink for those who are thirsty. And the blessed will become the blessing. And everywhere will be the feast. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Stay with us, with friend, with stranger, with young, with old, as we sit in our homes and watch and listen, as we sit in our homes and simply listen. Come close that we may come close to you. Forgive us that we may forgive one another. Renew us where we have failed, so we may begin again. The story of the Last Supper. Among friends gathered around a table, Jesus took bread. And having blessed it, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." In the same way, he took the wine, and having given thanks for it, he poured it out. And he gave the cup to his disciples, saying, "This is the cup of the new relationship with God, sealed with my blood. Take this and share it." So now, following Jesus' example, we take the bread or whatever we have that represents that bread. The cup or the mug with the wine or the water or the tea or whatever represents that wine. They are the ordinary things of this world through which God blesses us. And as Jesus offered thanks for these gifts of the earth, we too give thanks. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for those memorable meals that we have shared in our lifetime. We thank you for the places. We thank you for the food. We thank you for the company. And we thank you that you invite us to your table to eat and drink and remember you. To know that when we confess our sins to you, you remove them from us as far as the east is from the west, and we are made new again. Lord Jesus, present with us now, as we do today what you did in an upstairs room, breathe your spirit upon us and upon these items that we eat and drink, that they may be heaven's food and drink for us, renewing, sustaining, and making us whole, that we may be your body here on earth, loving and caring in your world. We bring our thanks today for this meal that we can share and witness together. Amen. Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. Do this in memory of me." And so now we take the bread that we have, or whatever represents that bread, and we eat it together in memory of him. And Jesus took the cup. He said, "This represents the new relationship with God, sealed by my blood. Drink in memory of me." And so together now, we drink and remember him. After Jesus died, his disciples were together behind locked doors. They were frightened and fearful. And into their midst, the risen Lord Jesus came. He held out his hands and showed them the marks in his hands. And he said, "Peace be with you." And Christ shares those same words with us this morning. Peace be with you. And normally at the end of our service of communion, we would share the peace with one another. But of course, today we are in different places, though united together through our Lord Jesus Christ. But we're now going to watch and listen to some music. And what we watch will be photographs that you have sent into us, which remind us together of our fellowship shared. May God bless us one and all as we watch. And for those of you on the phone, you'll be able to hear the words of the song "Somewhere Over the Rainbow." And as you listen, picture in your minds those that you love. The people that you know in your street, your friends, your family, those that you usually worship with in church, and give thanks to God for them.
Somewhere over the rainbow. like a lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't I?
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for those words of Jesus, inviting all who are weary to come and find rest in you. Lord, thank you for the gift of prayer. For prayer is not just the words that we use. Prayer is a sigh, a tear, a laugh, a thought. And we join together now in prayer. We thank you for the worship that we have shared together this morning, reminding us that we are one through Jesus Christ. And we pray for the witness and the work of the church throughout the world at this time. There are so many things to cause fear and anxiety in people's lives. Lord, may we be messengers of your peace, grace, mercy and love. Lord, we pray particularly this morning for our families within the life of the church and the community. We thank you for those who have just been born into our world, for their safe arrival. We thank you for our toddlers, our children and our young people. And we think of them as in this last week they would have been finishing their terms at nurseries and schools. Some of them at transition points, thinking of moving on from nursery to school, or from primary to secondary school, or from school to college or university. Lord, we think of them as they've missed some of the celebrations surrounding those key times in life. And we pray for them and their families over this summertime, whether they're able to get away or whether they'll be at home, that you would keep them safe and watch over them. For parents and those who love and care for children, that you would give patience and perseverance, and most of all, love. Father, we think of ourselves as we move into these summer months. And we ask that you would help us to find joy and stillness even in the uncertainties that still lie ahead for us. Be near to us and to all of those we love. And Lord, in the stillness now of these moments, we bring to you our own prayers. Lord, hear us, graciously hear us. And together we share in the words that Jesus gave to his first followers as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
By the Lord, the sea and sky, I have heard. Thank you.
Blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and upon all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen. Just enjoying my post-filming cup of coffee in my new favourite mug with the llama. These have been strange times over recent months. And even as we've now entered phase two of lockdown, nothing is really certain going forward. I know that many of you are missing our worship Sunday by Sunday in the church building and would love to be able to come back to that building to worship. The Church of Scotland have been working very closely with the Scottish Government, and guidelines have been written and are continuously being updated, helping us to work out how best we can move forward. And indeed, some churches now will be opening for private prayer. The document runs to more than 35 pages, and it's complicated, much more complicated than you might imagine, to reopen the church building. The Kirk Session will be meeting, and we're hoping to set up a COVID task group that will work closely with myself as the minister, and will move towards opening the building when we can ensure that it is safe for all of us involved. We don't know yet when that is going to be. And although this is hard for us, Let's continue to keep in touch with one another using the telephone, the internet, Zoom meetings, our weekly worship. And I want to say a special thank you today to Mike Higgins, to Alec Ferguson, and to Alan Hamilton, who've been working closely with me week by week to bring worship to you online. And we'll continue to do that in different ways over the weeks that lie ahead. And we'll probably continue to do that also after we go back to the building, remembering that for some people, getting to the building is actually quite difficult. As we move into the months of July and August, when many of us might have been going on holiday but are not, or maybe some of us will get away, may you each find joy and happiness in the simple things of life, knowing that you are loved by God and loved by so many people around you.